What is our business here? What is my purpose? What is our purpose? We are here on purpose for good works. They say many hands makes light work. I wonder if maybe that is not about measuring the heaviness of the load, but instead the prism of optimism that refracts and reverberates through the cracks and chasms of the earth. Maybe many hands makes light work, and it illuminates the current state while instigating and inspiring and inciting and activating and fostering change forward towards a future state imaged, imagined, intended, better than we have previously and historically pretended and some have insinuated. Called in to gather by protocol from all directions with all our lenses, with protections and relations in shared territories as we share space and break bread with butter spread on the bottom. At home, in home, welcome. Woven together point by point with good intentions. Hope in suspension, held intangibly in between all of us. To do more than just create a just world, one that sustains us substantially with sustenance, sustainably too. With gratitude served individually as we sing for our supper, Heichka many, many times over. As y'all go above and beyond, standing in strength, you do not waver beyond these walls. But, and for now, held inside is decidedly laughter and chitter-chatter as drinks clink and dishes clatter, the cacophony that becomes a symphony of everything except an apology, because we can and should and need to experience joy and magic and music and not only somber seriousness, to commemorate and memories make and not just commiserate and tend to this tender time and celebrate, because we don't always have to get it exactly right. Despite and because of the little sweet and a little sour found inside the flourishing and nourishing salmon berry, providing sovereignty through two currents, constantly concurrent of fresh and salt water, an uncolonized system that includes them, you, us, revitalization without hesitation, rejuvenation, reconciliation, declaration, inclusion of all voices with protections and solutions for the impacts of colonization, and all families harvesting stories and seeds as the earth gifts what we need. Taking time, taking a moment to absorb all the beauty we see in sight and mind this time. An ancestor's vision, a visionary, finding ways to modernize housing through renovation and innovation and similar passions and notions, and raising up both towers and the people, and our hands in gratitude to all of you for what you have done and dreamed to do and continue to commit to with one another, not just one or the other. Never alone, connected in community, the vibrance and relevance of these entities before me. Not just for an instant or an instance, but a continuance, a pursuance of good and healthy world. Watching and witnessing it all unfold, bold, just as the ancestors foretold. The hope and truth they hold, carving a new way, charting new but ancient waters where policy can reflect responsibility and opportunity, singing a new song to have our voices heard, emerging and continuing and remaining and honoring leaders and teachers and trailblazers and change makers and creators and helpers and truth tellers, land protectors, caretakers, advancers, builders, invigorators, artists, orators, activists, advocates, allies, lawmakers, and more, together for the common good, doing good. You are good. The light is bright tonight, and this room is aglow, and I hope you know that as you go, we are interconnected, a cycle, a circle, never ending, like our work here is never done. Moments are hard fought and hard won, and we go with grace and with elegance, influence, persistence, power, commitment, courage, dignity, respect, and the knowing deep in your spirit. I hope the only watershed tonight was in recognition and appreciation and revelation of the celebration of you. Because, after all, the world needs more water.